Today, Shir is a Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Lamed. We will begin on Daf Chaf Tes Amed Beis, seven lines from the bottom of the Amed. At the beginning of the line with the words, Hahu da Amrle Lechavre, begins the Gemara. Hahu da Amrle Lechavre, there was a person, a Morikama, someone who owned this house before, and he said to his friend is the Muchsik, my boys Bahai Besa. What do you want in this house? In other words, what are you doing in my house? It's my house. Why are you here? Amarle, so the muchsik, the one who was occupying the house, said, Minoch zvantiyo v'achalis shnei chazaka. I was here for 3 years, and I've eaten my years of chazaka. In other words, I have occupied it for a full 3 years. And as the Rashbam points out, Vavarati shtori, I lost my shtar. I had a shtar that I bought it from you. And you were not moicha during the entire 3 years. Had you been moicha, then I would have kept my shtar even longer. But you weren't moicha, so I didn't watch my shtar. And as we learned in yesterday's shir, that the derech is that people only keep their shtar for 3 years. So I don't have a shtar, but I do have a chazaka. Omar lei, so the morikama, says to the machzik, Ano b'shchuni gavoy havoy. You know why I didn't protest? Because even though you were occupying the outer rooms of the house, I was occupying the inner rooms of the house. And therefore, I felt there was no need to protest because you were living in the outer rooms with my permission. But the fact that I was living in the inner rooms shows that I was still the owner of the house, and that's why I didn't protest. The Bach changes the next word from Asa to Asu Lekamed Rav Nachman. They came both in front of Rav Nachman with this din Torah. Amar Lei, when Rav Nachman heard the two litigants, both of their claims, so Rav Nachman said to the present machzik, the present occupier of the house, Zil Baror Achiloscha, go and prove your usage of the house. Prove that your chazaka is valid. And here we have a fundamental machloikis between the Rashbam and Toisus, the bottom Toisus on the Omer, and Divrei HaMaskil b'shchuni gavoy havoy. The Rashbam says that what was Rav Nachman telling to the machzik? He was saying in Divrei HaMaskil zil bror achiloscha, says the Rashbam, havei edim shodarta b'bayis levatcha gimul shanim b'loy oisei shepo imach. It's not enough that you have edim, that you were in the house for 3 years. You have to validate that chazaka. You have to prove that, in fact, this person, the Morikama, was not living together with you in the house. And so says the Rashbam on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, in the first of the bottom wide lines, which begins with the word tzorech, says the Rashbam, tzorech ze lahavi edim shechaskasa gemura shaloi dor ze imoy. So the Rashbam says that the machzik, the present occupier of the house, will have to bring edim that this morikama, in fact, did not live together with him. However, Taisus disagrees. Taisus says that if the case was that the Morikama did not bring edim, that he was living in the house, Rav Nachman would never have told the machzik, Baror Achiloscha, prove that he was not living. Because it would come out that any time a person was living in a house 3 years, when he had actually bought the house from the Morikama, from the original owner, he would have to have edim that could prove that the Morikama was not in his house for the entire 3 years, even one or 2 days. If the Morikama would be there, he could say, you know why I didn't protest? Because I was in the house. I showed that I'm still the owner. So the machzik would have to bring edim to prove that the Morikama was not there the entire 3 years. And that would be an impossible situation. The Taisus's lashon and the last line on the Amud, Taisus says, V'im yoyim ra'ma'ara yisimach shnei yomim. V'ein loch shol shonim shlemis. You don't have 3 full years because I was with you for 2 days. V'o'edim, edim yoyim, and the edim don't know this. Yafsid. Is it possible that Rav Nachman would have said in that case the machzik is going to lose the house that he bought? That's impossible. So Tosfos disagrees with the Rashbam, and Tosfos says that it is no question that the Morikama brought Edim, that he was living in the house. That's not a dispute between the Morikama and the Machzik. The dispute is whether the Morikama walked through the outer room, showing that he was the owner now presently still of the house, and that the tenant was only there with his permission, or, as the occupier says, that you didn't come through the front rooms where I was. You went out, there was another exit, and you went out the back exit. I wouldn't let you come through my part because it was my house. That is the dispute between the Morikama and the Machzik. But it was certain that the Morikama was living in the house. That was not a question. So the Rashbam learns the question was the Morikama living in the house or not? And the Machzik has to prove that the Morikama was not living in the house those entire 3 years, whereas Tosfos says no question that he was living. He had Edim that he was living in the house. The machlokas between the Morikama and the Machzik is, did he go through the outer rooms? And therefore the Machzik doesn't even have a chazak on the outer rooms because the Morikama demonstrated his bilus by walking out through the outer rooms. Or the Machzik says, no, I didn't let you go through the outer rooms. You were not the Baal Bos. It was my house, and you had to go out through a back exit. That is the Machlokes. And on that, Rav Nachman says, go prove that the Morikama went out through the back exit and didn't go out through your front rooms. Amar Le Rava, when Rava heard the Pesach of Rav Nachman, the Rashbam according to his sheet, and Tosfos according to his sheet, the Rava said, Hachi Dina, or as Rabbi Shaya Pick says on the side in the Masoreis HaShas, Dina Hachi, is that in fact the din, that the Machzik is the one who has to prove? We have a klal, when you have money which is in doubt, and you have a Machzik, Hamoitzi Mechaveroi, all over Raya, the Machzik is the Muchzik. He's the one who we had Edim. He had Edim that he was living there for 3 years. So he is now considered the Muchzik. And then we have the Halach of Hamoitz Mechavel of Araya. If the Morikama now wants to invalidate the Chazaka of the Machzik, he wants to say it was not a good Chazaka, let him bring Edim that it was not a good Chazaka, that he was living with him in the house, according to Tosfos, that he was walking through the front rooms and not going through a different exit. Let that burden of proof be on the Morikama, asks Rava. So there is a fundamental machloikas here between Rav Nachman and Rava, who is considered the Muchzik. According to Rav Nachman, we say that the Morikama is considered the Muchzik. Amimel Hamoitzmichver of Araya, the present occupier of the house, has to prove that he bought it from the Morikama. And whereas according to Rava, it's the opposite. The Machzik, the one who was living there for 3 years, he's considered the Muchzik. And the Morikama, the Moicher, has to bring a proof that he never sold it. The Morikama has to bring a proof that it was never sold to the Muchzik, to the person who's now occupying the house. But says the Gemara, now before we go on, the Rashbam, and the last Rashbam on the Daf, Divrei Maskil Olav, says a very fundamental thing that we'll have to say here. There was no question that this person was in fact the Morikama. There were Edim, he brought Edim, that he was the Morikama, because if he had no way to prove that he was the Morikama, then again Rav Nachman would not have said to the occupier of the house, go prove your hishtamshus zil brach iloscha. He wouldn't have to prove it because he would have a pesha asur a pesha hitter. He's the one who's telling us, yes, I agree that this house used to belong to you, but I bought it from you. And we don't know this fact that it was owned by the Morikama except through the admission of the Machzik. So the machzik is saying, yes, he owned it, but I bought it from him. So he would be believed with the rule that the hapesh osur, the mouth that got him in trouble by admitting, that same mouth, we have to believe that it will get him out of trouble, because that same mouth is hapesh osur, hapesh yitter, that he in fact bought the house from this morikama. So it must be that the morikama has edim independent of the machzik, that he was the morikama. And now there's a question, is the chazaka valid or not? And here we have the machlokes Rav Nachman and Rava. Who has to bring the proof from who? Rav Nachman says that the loikeach has to bring a proof against the moicher, and Rava says the opposite, that the moicher has to bring the proof against the loikeach. V'rami the Rava the Rava, v'rami the Rav Nachman the Rav Nachman. We're going to ask a contradiction in this psak. In this question, is the morikama considered the muchzik, and the machzik, the present occupier, is moitzi from the morikama, or is it the opposite, that the present occupier is considered the muchzik, and the morikama is moitzi from him, and he has to bring the raya? We're going to have another case where Rava paskin just the opposite of what he said here, and Rav Nachman paskin just the opposite of what he said here. Dahu, as we go to Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Dahu Domle L'Chavri. There was this person who said to his friend, Kol Nichsi de Beibar Sisin, all the property of Beibar Sisin, as the Rashbam, in the middle of the Rashbam, approximately, in Divrei HaMaskel Kivon, says, the Hapshitalon, the high Domle Nichsi de Beibar Sisin, Mizavninoloch, Hachi Kamer, Nichsi, what the Rashbam is saying is that there was no question between the seller and the buyer, that the seller was selling to the buyer all the property which the seller had previously bought from Bar Sisin, from the estate of Bar Sisin. That's what he was now selling to the present buyer. He was not selling to the present buyer any property that he owned, which was just called Bar Sisin, but it wasn't actually bought from Bar Sisin. So let's see the case inside now. Hu domer lechavri, kol nichsei, all property, which, as the Rashbam explained, that I bought from Bar Sisin, mizavnino loch, I am now selling it. The Bach says this correct word here should be mizavnino loch. I am now selling it to you. Haviahuara, there was a certain parcel of land, the Havimikri, the Bay Bar Sisin. It was called Bar Sisin, but it was not, the Moicher claimed that it was not bought from Bar Sisin, but rather, the Rashbam says, V'yerusha hoyoloi me'avoysev. He had it as part of his property that he owned. It had come to him through a Yerusha that this somebody in his family originally had acquired this from Bar Sisin. It still had the name of Bar Sisin on the land, but it was not part of the land that he himself, the Moicher, had purchased from Bar Sisin. Omar Lei, so the Moicher says to Lekeach, Ho, lav de be Bar Sisin he. This is not what I bought from Bar Sisin. Vikri, who demikri the Bay Bar Sisin. It just people referred to it as coming from the estate of Bar Sisin. But it wasn't what I bought. And we made up that I'm going to sell you only the property that I bought from Bar Sisin. This is just called Bar Sisin. Also, coming to Rav Nachman, said he came with this in term in front of Rav Nachman. Ukma, the Bach says, it changed the Aleph here of Ukma, the last Aleph to a Hey. Ukma biyod de lekeach. Rav Nachman placed it into the hands of the Lekeach, and he says to the Moicher, you have to prove that this was not bought, it was not what was bought from Bar Sisin, it was just called Bar Sisin, and it's not part of the sale. You have to prove it until you prove it, and if you don't prove it, it remains as part of all the property that you sold to the present buyer. In other words, Hamoitz Mechavei Alvaraya is on the Morikama to prove that this was not part of the sale. So right away we see this theory in Rav Nachman. In the previous case of Shchuni Gavoy, there Rav Nachman said that the machzik, the one who was there for 3 years, he's the one who has to prove it from the moicher. And here we say just the opposite. Here we say that the moicher has to prove it from the lekeach, that it's not part of the deal. Amrle Rava, and Rava now argues again in this case against Rav Nachman, and he contradicts what he said in the case before of Shmuni Gavoy. Because what does Rava say over here? Amrle Rava, Dinahi, is that the din? We have a rule of Moitzmich Veil V'Raya, and here the Moicher is the one who's considered the Muchsik, and it should be incumbent on the Loikeach to prove that this was part of the sale. It shouldn't be on the Moicher to prove that it was not part of the sale. It should be incumbent on the Loikeach to prove that it was part of the sale. The Morikam is considered the Muchsik. Kasha the Rav at a Rav, Kasha the Rav Nachman at a Rav Nachman. So we have a contradiction from Rav to Rav, and from Rav Nachman to Rav Nachman, here by Nichsei de Bei Bar Sisin, Rava says that the Moicher is the Muchsik, and the Lekech HaMoitzi Mechavel V'Raya. And by the case of Shchuni Gavoy, he said just the opposite. He said that the one who had been there for 3 years, he's the Muchsik, and the Moicher on him is the Chiv of HaMoitzi Mechavel V'Raya, Kasher Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman also. Because in the case of Shchuni Gavoy, in the previous case, he said that the Moicher is considered the Muchsik, and the one who was there for 3 years, he's the one that has to be Moitzmich Velvaraya. He has to prove that the owner was not there for the entire 3 years. Or, according to Tysus, that he went out through the back exit. That's what the Loikeach has to prove. And in this sugya, Rav Nachman says that it is the Moicher. Here, Rav Nachman says that it is the Moicher that has to bring a raya from the Lekeach. So we have a contradiction both in Rava and in Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, the Rava Lekasha, there is no steerer from Rava to Rava. Why? Because Rava goes with one rule. Who is presently the Muchsik? Hasa Moicher Koi Benichse. In the case of Bar Sisin, so the Lekeach was not a, he doesn't have a chazakah, he wasn't there for 3 years. He's claiming that was part of the sale, but the one who's still holding on to the property is the Meicher. You, Loikeach, are saying that this was part of the deal, so you have to bring a raya. The one who's considered a Muchsik is the Morikama, the Meicher. But Hocha, over here in the case that we're discussing, of Shchuni Gavoy, Loikeach Koi Benichsei. Here, the Loikeach was on this property for 3 years. We never heard that the Meicher was living in the property. All of a sudden, he's challenging the chazakah of the Lekeach by saying that he's there. He had been there for part or all of the 3 years, and that's why he didn't protest. Okay, you're challenging the chazakah that we're all familiar that he was there for 3 years, which he has edim for. You're saying that chazakah is not good, but meanwhile, till you prove it, he's considered the muchsik. You have to bring a raya that his chazakah is not good. The Rav Nachman, not Rav Nachman, namalei kasha. There's also no steer in Rav Nachman. Why? Because kivin damalei de bar sisin umikra de bar sisin. Since the deal was that I'm buying from you all the property of Bar Sisin, this is referred to as Bar Sisin. So then we have to take on, says Rav Nachman, that there's no suffix here. If I sold you the property that I bought from Bar Sisin, and this is called the property of Bar Sisin, then the normal thing is that this is part of the deal. If you want to prove otherwise, you have to prove it. It's incumbent upon you to prove it. Aval hocha, but here in the case of Shchuni Gavoy, lo yehei el denakit shtara. A chazak of 3 years, explains the Rashbam, is in the place of a shtar. So, but it's not better than a shtar. Don't we say, Miloy Amrinan, don't we say by a shtar itself, Kaim Shtarcha, Vekumben Nichsei, that if he brings a shtar with Adam signed on it, and the signatures of the Adam are challenged, so the Chachamim said midrabbanan, we need kiyum shtaris, even though midraisa, the chasimis are good, but if the chasimis are challenged, then midrabbanan required such a thing as kiyum shtaris, and a chazak is in the place of a shtar, and it's not better than a shtar. If so, just like the rabbanan said that by a shtar you have to validate the shtar, so too, if the chazak is being challenged, as the Rashbam uses the lashon, you have to show that it's a chazak and gemura. And here we have that Rashbam, the first wide line in the bottom wide lines, where the Rashbam says, "Tzarich zeh lavi eidim shechazkasa gemura shalei dor zeh imoy." According to Rashbam, Lashitasa holds that the machzik, the one who's been there now for 3 years, it's incumbent upon him to prove that the other one was the Moichir, the Morikama, was not with him the entire 3 years. He has to validate his chazak. It's not enough that he lived there for 3 years. Just like you have to validate a shtar with the chasimis mit Rabbanan, so too the Rabbanan required that you have to validate a chazaka. Therefore, in this case of Shchuni Gavoy, it is the Lekeach that has to prove it. Mashi Enkin, where we see it's called Nichsei de Bar Sisin, the obvious approach is that it is part of the sale. It's the Moicher who wants to change from the obvious, then we tell the Moicher, on you is incumbent to bring the Raya. What is the Halach in both of these cases of Shchuni Gavoy and the Nichsei de Bar Sisin? Says the Rashbam at the end of that first wide line of the bottom wide lines, Ubahani Trey Uvdi, Sphir Lanker of Nachman, we paskin like Rav Nachman, the Hilchasik of Esebedina, the Halacha is always like Rav Nachman by Dinim, Dine Mominis, Vechain Paiskin Pirushe Rav Chanina Ishraimi. And so we find from Rav Chanina Ishraimi that he paskin as well, that by the case of Shchuni Gavoy, it will be the Lekeach who has to prove that the Moicher was not living there, or that he, according to Tosfos, that he used the back entrance and he didn't interfere with him in the front. He has to validate his chazaka. And in the case of Nisrei de Bar Sisin, it'll be the opposite, that the Moicher would have to prove that this is not part of the sale. Continues the Gemara, Hahu Domer Lechavrei. Someone said to his friend, my boy is Baha'i Besa, what are you doing here in my house? As the Rashbam says, everybody knows that this house belongs to me. Omar Lay, so the Machzik said to the Morikamo, Minoch Sivante Vachalti Oshnei Chazaka. Yes, it was your house, but I bought it from you, and I have lived here 3 years, and you didn't protest, and I have a Chazaka. And that's a raya that this house was sold to me because you didn't protest, and I have edim on this. Omar Lei, so the Morikama said to the Machzik, you know why I didn't protest? Because Bishuki Broi Hava. I was in a faraway marketplace. I was doing business far away during these 3 years. And as the Rashbam explains, it was in a place where there were no shioros mitsuyos, there were no caravans, there was no travel, there was no communication. And I didn't know that you were living in my house, and that's why I didn't protest. And the Rashbam brings that we learned further in the Perek that if a person was in Yehuda and the Machzik was Machzik in Golol, in a different Medina, it's not a chazaka. He has to be with him together in the same Medina, in the same Malchus, where there is Shioros Metzius, where there is communication. Or he brings down from the Goinim who learn like Rabbeinu Chananel that it could be speaking about in the same Medina, but it's a Shas Chirim, it's a time of hostilities. So even in Ba'isa Medina, there is no communication from one section of the Medina to the other. But, says the Rashbam, if it's in a place, in the same Medina, where there's Shioros Metzius, and there's no hostility, there's no Shas Chirim, then the Ma'ar would not be able to say that I didn't know. He brings the Gemara further in Daf Lamed Chesom Ed Beis, Machzik Benichse Bereich. If somebody ran away, we can make a Chazaka. Why? Because that person will still hear about it, where there's Shioros Metzius, where there's communication, and machosh lebefonov, havya machoh, he could have protested, and the machzik would have heard it. And then he would have kept his shtar for longer than 3 years, knowing that somebody is protesting. as we learned before, the chavra islay, that the news gets back from one person to another until it reaches the ears of the machzik, that somebody is protesting and saying that it's not your property. And if, continues the Rashbam, the Ma'ar will say, I didn't know that this person is in my property, and that's why I didn't protest. He's not believed in such a situation of shoris metzuyas, because just like we say that machosh lebefonav is a machah because of chavra islay, and they're going to report this to the machzik that somebody was moiches. So too, it works the other way around, that it will reach the ears of the Morikama, that someone is in your property. He's been there for 3 years. And you better protest since it's Shioris Metzuyos. So then this taina that he's saying now, that lo yadati, I didn't protest, as the Rashbam learns this sugi, we'll see later that the Rush learns differently, but I didn't protest because I didn't know, that's only in a situation where there's no Shioris Metzuyos between one Medina and another, or in the same Medina B'Shas Chirim. Omar Lay, now the Machzik says back to the Ma'arer, Vo Isli Sadi, I have witnesses, the Choshata, every year, Hava Asin Plus in Yoimen. That 30 days during the year, you did come back, and you should have protested during those 30 days. Since you didn't protest, I do have a valid Chazaka and a Raya that I bought it from you. Omar Lay, so the Ma'arer says back, those 30 days, I was busy in my business, as the Rashbam explains. I was trying to sell the schayra that I had purchased in the faraway marketplace. I was busy also borrowing other schayra, and I didn't know that you're living in my house. And as the Rashbam explains, the Ma'arer had another property where he lived during those 30 days. And I had no idea that you were in the property that is under discussion. He brings down a yesh meforshim, that it's not that I didn't know, but just I was so busy in my geschäft, in my business, that I had no time to be moicha. On this, the Rashbam says, Einai nira beinai, he doesn't like this pshat, and the ksois in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, Sif Aleph, and Chosh Mishpat explains from the tour that the reason is, to quote, Shabakal Yuchal Limchais Bifnei Shnayim. That's not an excuse you didn't have time. Because very easy, you could have easily protested in front of two people. However, what is the pshat according to Rashbam? I didn't know. When I learned this Gemara, I was reminded of a Shir Das that I heard many years ago. I had the great schus to hear from Rav Mordechai Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rashiva of Yeshivas Tells in Wycliffe, Ohio, who once gave a shmooze on Zaydim biyad oiske sorasecha. What he defined, what is it called? Zaydim, which we say during Hanukkah, and what is an oisik in Torah? And he brought the Chavetz Chaim that lasik b'divrei Torah means that a person has to learn Torah like he conducts a business. And he related a story that he had once gone to Mexico City to a gvir to collect on behalf of the Telzer Yeshiva, and he was told that he could only see the gvir in the early morning. So he goes to Gevir's factory 6:30 in the morning, and already there's a long distance from Paris, there's a telegraph from London, and the person is already involved in his business, but that would be the only chance that one could come to him and speak to him on behalf of the yeshiva. But Rav Gifter was amazed. The person is getting up so early in the morning, he's a multimillionaire, and he questioned him, why don't you just close your factory and retire? And he says, Rabbi, when one has a million, one wants 2 million. Yesh Leimana writes a Messiah. That is the nature of a business. And Rav Gifter was bringing out that Zeidim biyad oiske sarasech, as the Chavetz Chaim says, the Lashon of the Bracha is, lasik b'divisar. We have to learn Torah like one conducts a business, that already in the early morning he's already engrossed in his business. When we learn this Gemara, that a person can be in his hometown for 30 days and he's so engrossed in his business from day to night that he's not even aware that someone is living in that his other house in the same city, he's so engrossed in his business. This reminded me of the word of lasik b'divrei Torah, that Torah has to be learnt like one is engaged in business with that same intensity. But now let us return to our Gemara. Amar Rava says, Rava, Ovid inish dechaltos in yom etar b'shuka. This is a good taina of the Ma'arur, that you could be so engrossed in your business that you're, as the Rashbam learns, you're unaware that the person is in your house, and therefore you weren't Moicha, and therefore this house will go to the Ma'arur, because the Chazaka will not be considered a valid Chazaka, because we have a good reason why the Ma'arur was not Moicha. On this Gemara, we have a Machloikis Harishayin, which the Rush brings down, whether the Ma'arur has to bring Edim that he was in the Shuki Baroi. Can he just say this as a Taina without bringing Edim? Or he, in fact, has to bring Edim that will testify that we saw him in the faraway marketplace. The Rush says from a Yesh Oimrim that he doesn't have to bring Edim, but the Rush himself doesn't hold like that. The Rush holds that he does have to bring Edim that he was in the far-off marketplace and didn't hear, and that's why he wasn't Moicha. L'chayra, this is the same Achloikis that we had earlier between the Rashbam and the Tosfos at the bottom of Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis in the Sugya of Shchuni Gavoy. The Ma'arur says that I was living in the inner rooms. According to the Rashbam, he doesn't have to bring Edim for that. He could just claim it. According to Tosfos, he does have to bring Edim that he was living in the inner rooms. The whole question is, did he have a back exit and only use the back exit? Or did he show that he was the owner by going through the front rooms where the machzik was? But if he would not bring Edim that he was living in the house at the same time of the machzik, then of course, according to Tosfos, Rav Nachman would never have told the machzik to prove that the ma'arer was not living in the house. According to the Rashbam, he does have to prove that. According to Tosfos, he does not. So this would be the same achloikas here. Could he just say a taina that I was b'shuki baroi without proving it with Edim, as the Rashbam holds, and the machzik still would have to prove otherwise, that you were here? Or does the ma'ara actually have to bring Edim? And we find in Shulchan Aruch, in the Machaber says in Chosh Mishpat Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Halacha Beis that the opinion of the Rosh is brought lahalacha, that the Ma'arur does have to bring Edim that he was in the Medina Rechaika. And the Gra says in the Bir HaGra that the Rosh goes like the Shitas HaTosfos, and just like Tosfos holds by in the Sugya of Shchuni Gavoy, that he has to bring Edim that he was living in the house, the same in this Sugya of Shuki Baroi, he has to bring Edim that he was living in the house. So apparently the Gra is learning that you cannot just make a taina against the Chazaka in the air. You have to substantiate it, the Mar has to substantiate it with Edim. However, one could be Mechalik between the two cases, because in the case of Shchuni Gavoy, Tosfos says, does it make sense that Rav Nachman would obligate the machzik to bring Edim that the Ma'arur did not live in the house even 2 days amongst 3 years, that he was never in the house? That is something that we can't imagine he would have to do. And we can understand this, especially as we learned in yesterday's shiur, that the Rosh in the Mekiyosef Shita is that Cheskes Gimel Shonim is a Takanas Chachamim. So Tosfos is saying that once a person lived in a place for 3 years, the Chachamim did not expect him to defend himself against a taina in the air that I was living inside the house, which we never heard of before, and he springs this on us, the Ma'arur, that I was living there. Bring Edim. The Chachamim in the Takan of Gimel Shanim did not expect the Machzik to have to bring Edim that you were not there even a few days in the entire 3 years. They have to bring Edim for all of the 3 years that you were not there. That the Chacham didn't expect. However, in our Sugya, by Shuki Baroi, it could be that Tosfos would also agree that the Ma'arur could make a Taina even without bringing Edim. Because the machzik would have to bring edim, as the Gemara continues, that he brought edim that the ma'ar was in town 30 days of each year. If the machzik brings edim that he was there even for a few days, let's say he didn't have the amasla, that he was busy with his work all day and didn't know about it, but he was in town and he wasn't moicha, so then the machzik will win. So it could be that in the case of Shchuna Gavoy, Tosfos says that the Ma'ar has to bring Edom. And the Rosh would say over there, you have to bring Edom. Here, however, perhaps we could be Mechalik, and here we could say that the Ma'ar does not have to bring Edom, and yet here the Machzik would have to defend himself and bring Edom that the Ma'ar was there a few days. That would be expected of him. In the first case, Shchuna Gavoy, it's not expected of him. The Chacham did not force him to protect himself in that way. And here, they would force the Machzik to protect himself. So it's possibly there is that chilek. It's interesting that the Tzois understands this halach and the Shulchan Aruch in a different way. He brings that the Rosh disagrees with the Rashbam in our sugya, not as the Rashbam said that I was 3 years away and I didn't know about it. I knew about it. I heard about it. The problem is I was in a country where had I been moicha, you wouldn't have heard about it. The machol would not come to you. There were no shor mitzvayim from my country back to here. So that's why I didn't protest, because it wouldn't have made any difference had I protested. So, says the Tzais, if that's the pshat in the sugya, now we understand the chilek, why in the case of Shchuna Gavoy, Rav Nachman said that the machzik has to prove that the ma'arer did not live in the house. And here, the halacha is that ma'arer has to prove that he was in a faraway country. Not the machzik. The ma'arer has to prove that he was in a faraway country. The difference is, says the Ksois, very good, because in the case of Shchuna Gavoy, there is a chazaka which is being challenged. The etzem chazaka is being challenged. I was with you in the house. That's why I didn't protest. So on that, of course, the machzik, Rav Nachman says, has to defend himself. He has to defend that he wasn't just living there 3 years, but it's a chazaka gemur. It's a valid chazaka. Mashi Yankin, in this case, says the Ksois, here everyone agrees, even the Ma'ar agrees, yes, I know he was there 3 years. Yes, I heard about it. The only thing is, I have an amasla, I have an excuse why I wasn't moicha, because I was in a faraway country where it wouldn't have made any difference had it been moicha. There were no shor mitzvayos, you wouldn't have heard it. If you're agreeing that he has a valid chazaka, but you have an excuse why you didn't protest, then the chiv is on you to explain and bring edim and show that you were in fact in a far off country, because you're giving an excuse to why you weren't moicha against something that appears to be a valid chazaka, which you agree you heard about and you didn't protest. So then the onus is on you. And in the other case of Shchuna Gavoy, the onus is on the machzik, because the ma'arer is claiming that there is no chazaka to begin with because I was in the house. Continues the Gemara, Hahu Domrele Lechavre. There's a case where somebody said to his friend, my boy is Bahayara, what are you doing on my land? This is my land. Omar lei mi planya zvinto de Omar li de zavna mi noch. So the machzik says that I bought it from a middleman who said that he bought it from you. The Bach and the Rashbam take out the words de Omar li, but as the Rashbam explains, that's the meaning of the Gemara. The machzik doesn't know independently that the middleman bought it from the ma'arer. It's based on the claim of the middleman, the Omar Li. That's the understanding of our Gemara, although we're not goyrus the words in the Gemara itself. The Rashbam explains that the loikeyach, the machzik, has a shtar from the middleman. He does not have 3 years of chazaka. Omar Li, so the ma'arer said to the machzik, at lav kamoidis, are you not Moida, as we turn to Ahmed Bey's, the high Ara Didihi, that this is my land. And as the Rishbam explains, this proves, these words prove that the Ma'ara doesn't have independent edim that the land belongs to him. He's being soimech on the hoidoas baldin, on the admission of the machzik, that the machzik says, yes, I know that this land used to belong to you. And the Rishonim explain that the hoidoa here was an independent hoidoa of the machzik, that he knew independently that this land belonged to the Ma'ar. It's not that he based his knowledge on the middleman, because the middleman told me that he bought it from you, and I bought it from the middleman. Because if that were the case, if his whole knowledge that it belonged to the Ma'arer was based on the middleman, then we have a Pesha Aser who a Pesha Hitter. The middleman, on one hand, says that he bought it from the Ma'arer, but he also says, the middleman says that it was owned by the Ma'arer, Hapesha Aser, but he also says that he bought it from the Ma'arer. So then, if the Machzik is saying, I bought it from the person who threw Hapesha Aser, Hapesha Yitir, is saying that he bought it from the Ma'arer, then that should be a good claim for the Machzik. And yet, we're going to see that the Machzik here is not believed. Continues the Ma'arer, Va'at loizavintaminoi, you did not buy it from me. Number one, you don't have any chazaka. Number two, you don't have a shtar, because your whole shtar is a shtar from the middleman. Zil, says the Ma'arer to the Machzik, go away from the field, lav bal dvorim didiyat. You are not an equal litigant to me. You have an inferior claim. Your claim is a claim of a suffix. You bought it from the middleman who you think owns it because he told you that he bought it from me. You know it belonged to me originally. You think that the middleman bought it. I know vadi that it's mine. I'm a vadai, as the Rush explains. You're a suffik. Ain't suffik mitzvidei vadai. I'm a Rava, dino karmelei. So Rava says, in fact, that this is the correct din. He can say to the machzik, please leave my karka, and we award the karka to the ma'arer. The Rashbam speaks out that although over here the machzik has a migui, he didn't have to be moida. He could have said, lav bal dvorim didiyat. He could have said, loy hoy dvorim oilam. He could have said, you never owned it. You don't have any independent edim to verify that you own this karka. So believe me with what I'm saying, that I bought it from the middleman, because I could have said that it didn't belong to you. Says the Rashbam, that is Eini Maitaina, that there's no valid claim to what you're saying. Your shtar is meaningless. And the Rashbam says that you don't have a chazaka, but even if you had a chazaka, it wouldn't work in this case, because it's a chazaka, she'eini maitaina. Because you're saying that, believe me with what I'm saying, we do believe you, but what are you saying? You're not saying that you have a clear right to this karka because you think that it belonged to the second one. The Ma'arer is saying that it was stolen from him, and you don't know independently that that's not true. You're just basing it on the words of the middleman. So therefore, the migui doesn't help you. You could have said that the Ma'arer never owned it. You admitted that the Ma'arer did own it, therefore we should believe what you're saying now. What you're saying now is not a valid tain. It's not a clear tain. It's only a tain of a suffix. The Rashbam and Tosis tzustel to this halacha, the Gemara, further in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, which is very similar to our Gemara, but it has two differences. The first difference is the Gemara there is speaking about where he did have a chazaka, the machzik. He was there for 3 years. And the other difference is that in the case on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the Ma'arer does have edim that he owned the karka originally. The Gemara there says that if the machzik says again that I bought it from the second one who claims that he bought it from you, but I don't know that for sure myself, so then of course we give it to the ma'arer because of ain sofik mitzvadei vadei. You don't have a valid taina. The ma'arer is vadei that it's his. You are basing it on what the middleman told you. So ain sofik mitzvadei vadei. It ain't a chanami. You can go to Beis Din to get your money back from the middleman. But the karka, meanwhile, goes to the ma'arer. However, the Gemara there says that there's two instances where in this case, on the case of Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, we would award it to the machzik. And that is if the machzik says that the second one bought the karka from you, the ma'arer, in front of me, so I know that he bought it. It's not that he claims that he bought it. I saw that he bought it from you, so now I bought it from you. I have a chazaka in the Gemara Mem Aleph and Mem Beis. And I have a migui because I could have said that I bought it directly from you, the ma'arer. Instead, I'm saying that I bought it from the middleman who bought it in front of me from you. So we believe the machzik with what he's saying. The second case we would believe the machzik, the Gemara says, is a case of taninale, where bezdin tainis. Even if the machzik doesn't know for sure that the middleman bought it from the ma'arer, but if he can bring edim that the middleman lived there for one day, or the rishonim say even 1 hour, and he acted there as if he owns the place, so then bezdin is taninale. He has a chazaka, and we tined for him that we assume that the second one did buy it from the first one, and therefore now the field will go to the machzik who bought it from the middleman. Says Taisvis that those halachas will apply to our sugya as well. Even though in our sugya the machzik does not have years of chazaka. He doesn't have 3 years of chazaka. But if he'll say that I know that the second one, the middleman, bought it in front of me from you, so then we'll believe him with a migui. Because he could have said, Lo Yadam. He could have said, Lo Hedvar Ma'ilam, you were never the balabas. I'm admitting you were the balabas, but I didn't have to admit. I didn't have to go through Hoidos Baldin Kameya Edim Dummy. I could have denied that you're the owner, and you have no edim to prove that you are the owner in our case here. So therefore, I'm believed to say that it was bought by the middleman in front of me from you, and I subsequently purchased it from the middleman. So I will have a migui, and just like the migui works over there on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, where there's a case where the ma'ar has edim, but the machzik has a chazaka, so here where the ma'ar does not have edim, and the machzik does not have a chazaka, the migui will still work, says Taisvis, and who would then the other halacha will also work the halacha of taninenle, if the machzik can say, can bring edim, that the middleman lived there for at least a day or an hour, then Bezdin will time for the machzik and award the field to the machzik. So both dinim that work on Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, where he has a chazaka, and the ma'ar has edim, will work here in our case where the ma'ar has no edim and the machzik does not have chazaka. Just like the migui on Mem Aleph and Mem Beis is, I could have said, I bought it from you directly. Instead, I'm saying I bought it from the middleman. I'm believed with the migui. Who then over here, he has a different migui. The migui is, I could have said, you never owned it because you don't have edim that you owned it. So memela, I'm believed to say that I bought it from the middleman. And so the din of Tainina will apply here, and the din of Migu will apply according to Taisus. The Rashbam, clearly in the second wide line, says that Taninon will not work because here there is no chazaka. And what about Migui? We have a machloikis between the Tur and the Shach in Simen Kuf Mem Vav. The Tur says that as far whether the Rashbam will agree with Taisus concerning whether Migui will help here where there's no chazaka, so the Tur says that just like the Rashbam holds that Tanina will not work where there's no chazaka, he will hold the same that Migui will not work without a chazaka. Migui only works on Mem Aleph and Mem Beis because there is a chazaka, and the Shach disagrees and says that the only thing Taisus and the Rashbam are mechulikin is concerning does Tanina work where there's no chazaka. But Migui, the Migui over here that he could say, Lo Yehoyed Dvar Moelim, you were never the owner, that would work even in the case where there's no chazaka. Just like it works on Mem Aleph and Mem Beis where there are 3 years of chazaka, so too the Migui over here in our sugya would work even though there is no chazaka. Continues the Gemara, Hu Domer Le Lechavre, there was this person who said to his friend, my boy is Bahai Ara, what are you doing in this land? What do you want with this land? This land, this plot of karka belongs to me. Amar lei, so the machzik responded, Miplanya Zvina, I bought it from a middleman. V'achaltiyo shnei chazaka. And I ate the years of chazaka. I was there for 3 years. So this case is similar to the case we have just learned previously on this amud. The only difference is that here there was a chazaka. However, the present machzik says that the middleman told me that he had bought it from you, from the Mori Kama. And the Rashbam speaks out that it's not a case where he said, I have Eidim that I saw that he bought it from you, that I know this to be independently true, but rather, I'm just Simach on him. And therefore, if we stop the case right here, it would go to the Mori Kama, because Ein Sofik Moitzim Devadi. The Mori Kama is saying, it is for sure mine. The Machzik has a Chazaka, but he is claiming that he bought it from the middle party, and he doesn't know for sure that the middle party owns it. It's only based on what the middle party told him. So the Mori Kama says to the Machzik or Malay, Planya Gazlanahu, that person that you say you bought it from him, he stole it from me. And it is for sure mine. You don't know for sure that it's his, only based on his say-so. And I'm saying it was stolen. So the Rashbam points out that had the Machzik brought Edim, that, in, for example, he had lived there one day, then we would say Taninan, as we learned in the sugya before. We would say, and here speaking about with a chazaka, so there's no question, that Bezdin would taina, even if the Machzik doesn't know for sure himself. But he has Edim who saw the second party live there and act as a balbus for 1 day or 1 hour. So Taninan lei we would taina, that in fact, the second party bought it from the Mori Kama, and now in turn, the Machzik bought it from the second party. However, he doesn't have Edim to that effect. So therefore, if we stop the din right here, it would go to the Mori Kama, because he is claiming a Vadai that it's mine, and the second one stole it from me, and you don't know that it really belonged to the second one. Amar lei, vo'isli sadi, I have witnesses that soy, and the Bach puts in a vav, v'im lichi Bach, I came to you and asked you for advice, should I buy this property or not, v'amartli, and you told me, zilzavin, you told me to go ahead and buy it, so that is the greatest hoidah, you admitted that it's not yours. If it would be yours, how would you be giving me advice that I should go ahead and buy it? Amar lei, so the Ma'arur says to the Machzik, no, I had a strategy. Really, the Sheni stole it from me. But, really, the middleman stole it from me. But you, who purchased it from the middleman who stole it from me, it's easier for me to deal with you than from the middleman, because the middleman is a very tough person. Hasheni noyachli, you who are the Sheni, who bought it from the middleman, you are easier to deal with. I thought to myself, I have a better chance to get back what's really mine from you than from the first one. Harishain, the middleman, who we're going to call here the Rishain, Kashaymana, the one who stole it from me, he's a much tougher person than you, you, the Machzik, who are the Sheni. And that's why I gave you advice. Einechanami, I did the wrong thing, because it was Lifnei Iverlei Sitein Michshol. I should have told you that it really doesn't belong to the person that you're buying it from, but I was doing this for my advantage, that I should be able to get it back easily from you. You're easier to deal with than the middleman. So even though I did something wrong, but people do such a thing for their advantage, and therefore you cannot consider what I did, the advice that I gave you, to indicate that I admit that it really was sold to the middleman. No, I still claim that it was mine and he stole it from me. Amar Rava, it says Rava Dina Karmelei, that he told him the correct din, and in fact it goes to the Mori Kama. Asks the Rashbam here a very fundamental question. Since we're speaking about a chazaka, which the Machzik has, And for 3 years, the Ma'arer did not protest. Why doesn't the Chazaka work automatically? Einachanami, it's a Chazaka she'enu matayna, the Machzik doesn't know for sure that it belongs to the person from whom he bought it, but let Chazaka work by itself. I was there for 3 years. You didn't protest. Automatically, it should go to me. Answers the Rashbam, and the Rashbam seems to be going with the sheet that we learned from the Ktsois in the name of the Rosh and the Muki Yosef on Daf Chav Tasomet Aleph, that the Sholosh Shanim is a Takonis Chachamim. So the Chazaka the Chachamim made is in the place of Shtar. And just like the Shtar that you have coming from the middleman would be meaningless, because you don't even know that it belongs to the middleman. So the chazaka is not better than that shtar that you would produce. Just like the shtar would not be effective because the morikama is claiming that it was stolen from him. So two, the chazaka that's in place of the shtar can't be better than the shtar itself. And we can't say that the chazaka should work automatically and it means that you bought it, that it is yours because the Morikama was not Moicha for 3 years. So answers the Rashbam. Other Rishonim give a different teretz, and they say that with the klal of Ein Sofik Moitzim Bidei Vadai, we can understand that the Morikama is saying, Vadai, it's mine. The Machzik is saying, I bought it from the Sheni, but I'm only a Sofik because I really don't know if it belongs to the Sheni. And therefore, the Chazaka cannot work. Chazaka only works where the machzik has a strong taina equal to the taina of the morikama. Each one has a strong taina. Then we say that the chachamim were misakin, that for 3 years you watch your star, after 3 years you don't, and then if the ma'arer did not protest in the 3 years, it goes to the machzik. But where the taina of the machzik is a weak one, it's a suffix, then the chachamim did not institute chazak of shalosh shanim, and therefore ain't suffix, mitzvah devari will go to the morikam. Ask the Gemara, kiman, this halacha of hasheni noichli, harishin kashem, and who's that like? Kaadmoin? Are we passing like Admon, the Gemara and Ksuba stuff, the Mishnah and Ksuba stuff, Kuf Tes Omer Aleph, where there's a Machloigs Admon and the Chachamim, if we say this principle of Asherini Noyachli Varish and Kashmenu, as the Rashbam explains, we passing like the Chachamim. And this seems to be a psak according to Admon. What's the Machloigs Admon and the Chachamim? Admon, the case is, this now we learned in the Mishnah there, Ha'oirer al Asadeh. If somebody's Mara on Asadeh and he says, this is my field, that the field that Shimon sold to Levi, really Shimon stole it from me, and therefore he wants to get the field back from Levi. V'chosim olea be'ed, but he was one of the two Edim, the Ma'arer, who signed on the Shtar Mechira when Shimon sold it to Levi. Admon Oimer, Admon says that he can taina Hasheni Noyachli or Rishon Kasher Menu. Just because I signed on the Shtar Mechira of Shimon to Levi does not indicate that I'm moided, that it belongs to Shimon, that Shimon bought it from me. Shimon stole it from me. The reason that I signed as an aid, because I wanted to get my field back, and Shimon is a tough person. I knew it would be easier to get it back from Levi, so therefore I signed on the field, and then it became Levi's, and now I can go to Levi and get my field back from Levi. Chachamim say, no. Once you signed on the Shar, that's indicating that your Moida doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Shimon, and therefore you cannot get it back from Levi. Levi, Iber eschusoi, he lost his schus in this property. So l'chayra, the psak that we just said in this previous halacha, that Rava said, Dino ka'amarle, that he can say, Hasheni noichli arish kashim, and l'chayra, it's only according to Adman, and we pass like the chacham, answers the Gemara, afil l'tem rabbanan. We can say that even the rabbanan will be moited, that Dino hachi in the case, in the previous case. Because Hossam over there, the Rabbanan say that he lost the schus because Ovid Le Maisa. He did an action, he signed on the shtar. By signing on the shtar, no one would sign a shtar if he really feels that this field belongs to him. He wouldn't sign a shtar that Shimon is able to sell the field to Levi. Aval Hocha Dibura. Here we're only talking about that he gave him advice to buy the field. Ovid Inish, the Mikri Vamar. That, a person, if it's only words, it's not an action, that could be And there, even the Chachamim would be moided to Admoin, that here we would say, where he gave him advice, and it was only words, it wasn't an action of signing a document, that here he could say this Svara, that Hasheni Noichli Harishin Kashaymen, and it's not taken as a Hoidah, that he really meant that it belongs to Shimon, and he will be able to get the field back from Levi, because just because he gave advice to Levi to buy it from Shimon does not mean that he really was admitting that it belongs to Shimon, but rather it was a case of Hasheni Noichli Harishin Kashaymenu. Continues the Gemara, Hahu Darmalei L'chavri, a person said to his friend, my boy is Bahayara, what are you doing here in my land? Darmalei, Miplan Yizvintu V'achalti Shnei Chazaka, I bought it from that person over there, and I ate the years of Chazakah. I was there for 3 years. Amrlei Planya Gazlanahu, that person is a robber. He stole it from me. Amrlei, so the Machzik said to the Ma'ar, Vaha Isli Sani, I have witnesses, the Usis Burta, you came last night, Vamartali, and you told me, Zavna Nalei, you said, sell it to me. So if it was really yours, how could you say to me, sell it to me? That is the biggest haidah, that you're admitting that it's not yours. Amalei, so the Ma'ar says to the Machzik, Amina, I said, Izbin Dinoi, I said that, the Rajbam has two pshatim, the simple pshat is that I was saying that I'm going to buy what is Dinoi, what is mine, by din, what is really belongs to me, or the second shot of the Rashbam is that I will buy my potential lawsuit. Instead of fighting for it, I'm willing to pay because I don't want to go through the stress of litigation. I don't want to go through the stress of going through a bezdin. So to avoid the din taira, I'm going to pay money instead. That was my cheshbon. But don't bring a proof from that I was admitting that it's not mine. Really, it's mine. But either I was a meek person and I didn't want to go into a fight, even though I knew it belongs to me, or I wanted, the second pshat of the Rashbam, I wanted to buy the lawsuit, means I didn't want to go through the lawsuit. The first pshat is I wanted to buy that which was by din belonging to me. That's why I did it. But now I decided to come out and to say that this is really mine. Amarava Avidinish the Zavin Dine, that it goes to the Ma'ara because people do such things. They don't want to go through a Din Torah. They'd rather pay and get back even what really belongs to them. And therefore, there's no proof from here that I'm being moide that it was yours. And therefore, we give it to, in this case, to the Ma'arer.